There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It is Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great gardening season. And if you need some help, the number to call, 855-660-4261. So give us a call, and we'll work together to give you a feeling that spring is here. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Sandy from Maine, and she's just got some additional advice she'd like to give out for a couple of the other callers.
Sandy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul. It's Sandy from Belgrade Lakes. And I was thinking about the fellow with the pole beans. I found out that squirrels run out of food around the time that those are in bloom, because they've eaten all the baby's eggs and the bird eggs, and the there's no maple seeds yet, and the insect larvae haven't come out yet, or the adults, and they'll go after those flowers, the squirrels. So even though we think of birds, and that he probably does have birds, which I would recommend aluminum pie plates cut into strips hanging from the top, that usually helps. But I would use one of the products like Repelzol that you advertise around the base of the beans, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to do some research, because I had the same problem. I had a beautiful foliage that went up like 7 feet tall and covered a 30-foot area, so I had a beautiful screen. Uh-huh. But very, very few beans. We do have a lot of squirrels, and we do have a lot of birds, because I do feed them.
Yeah.
So,
but oftentimes, you know, we're looking up, and we're not thinking to look down, and they can crawl right up through the leaves, and you wouldn't think of that. You know, we're putting netting over the top, and that, of course, doesn't affect the squirrels at all.
Right.
The other thing is going on a Google site where they have garden chats, and you can ask people, and they're just so helpful. I found that I can get a lot of my questions answered. The guy with the crabgrass, I just want to remind people that what people see is about a tenth of what the problem is. Most of the problem with crabgrass is under the ground. And if they can go down 2.5 feet, and the roots can be, the rhizomes can be the diameter of almost the size of a dime, about half an inch.
Yep.
And
Hello?
I'm right here.
Okay. No, everything went quiet. Crabgrass is annual, and the one thing that it does is it does reseed like crazy. So I think that's probably one of the problems with crabgrass, is if you let it get a foothold in your lawn, then you're going to run into a problem, and it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So, you know, put down a product that will prevent the seed from germinating, keep the lawn nice and thick, and that will help. And, Sandy, I thank you for the call, and I'll do some research
okay.
in the possibility of squirrels eating.
And I love the blooming and rooting. It's my favorite.
It's a good product. Thank you. You have a real good weekend now. Thank you. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and I thought you'd need a little bit of information about some of the new plants that are out that you can put into your garden. And there are some beautiful, absolutely beautiful varieties of plants that you can put into your garden right now that will motivate you to jazz up the yard a bit. So I've asked Randy Schultz to join us. He was here a couple weeks ago, and we talked about some of the new varieties of annuals and perennials. And he's got some new flowering shrubs and roses for us. Randy, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Did you get any of that rain and snow in New Mexico, where you live?
We did. A week ago, we got a nice snowstorm. It reminded us that spring is still a little ways off.
What kind of wonderful plants do you have for us today that you'd like people to look into?
Well, I've got all kinds of different flowering shrubs and trees and even some tropicals that can be grown in containers. Let's start tropical because, you know, everybody's really getting tired of this winter. So
right.
Just for fun, let's talk about a tropical plant. You can grow anywhere in the U.S., but most places you're going to have to grow it in a sunroom or a patio and then make sure you bring it inside for the cold weather. But one of my favorites is a hibiscus. It's called Voodoo Queen. And the cool thing about this plant is it actually changes color. Throughout the day, the flowers change color. How about that?
Wow.
So the flowers start out, and you know, hibiscus is a tropical plant, so the flowers are big and they're showy and they're colorful and wonderful. In the morning, the flowers are pink with sort of a violet center. And
yes.
Then as the afternoon approaches and the heat of the day arrives, the pink flowers actually turn yellow. Now, I don't know how this happens. It's magic. But if you grow hibiscus Voodoo Queen, you have the look of two different plants depending on what part of the day you're looking at.
Wow. So it's kind of a pinky color with like a purple throat, right?
Right. Exactly. And as the day progresses, the blossoms go from pink to yellow, and the throat lightens up a little bit, so it's sort of a lavender gray.
Wow.
Either way, whether you're looking at the morning flower or the afternoon flower, it's gorgeous. But
now,
I love the fact that you get two different looks from one different, you know, just one plant.
Right, and this is a great plant if you want to attract butterflies and bees and hummingbirds to your deck. This is fantastic.
Oh, absolutely. The pollinators can't resist those big old flowers.
So, and that's something that will be available at the local garden center when
right.
spring
it's
arrives?
Local, sure, it's at local garden centers, and I also know that Logees.com, L-O-G-E-E-S, sells it online.
Okay. And so www.logees.com, L-O-G-E-E-S.com.
Right.
Okay. Now, what else do you have for us?
Well, everybody likes lilac bushes. They're very popular and they're very fragrant. And of course, the lilac flowers are wonderful. But not many people have seen a lilac tree. And there's now a variety called Boomerang that's deliberately grown in a tree form. So it's a single trunk tree that stays quite small. It only gets about probably 6 feet tall max. So it's a great small specimen tree. And I love it because it gives a lilac a completely different shape and a whole different look in the yard.
Now, if I remember, boomerang came out as a shrub a few years ago, and doesn't it rebloom throughout the year rather than just one big shot of color? Doesn't it come back again?
Paul, that's one of the things I love when I talk to you, because you know your stuff. Boomerang, and I think that's why they called it boomerang. You know, you get that showy spring bloom, and then it takes a little break, and then it reblooms again. And then it tends to take another break in the heat of the summer. And then when that peak heat goes away, it tends to get another rebloom. So this thing is a showy plant throughout the growing season. You don't get just the one big showy bloom and it's over. You do get multiple blooms.
My son Patrick works at a Northeast nursery in Peabody. And he was telling me about the shrub, but I didn't realize that they had a tree form, which is fantastic. But to have it bloom, as you said, three times in one year, that is fantastic.
It's phenomenal.
Hold on a second. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I know you've got a whole bunch more plants for us that will help to excite everybody, but can you imagine fragrant lilacs for months, not just weeks? Boomerang.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
From simple to gourmet, nothing's fresher or tastier in recipes than homegrown, fine ripened veggies and savory herbs. Do you grow your own? With Bonnie Plants, a kitchen garden at your back door or in containers can produce an amazing harvest for cooking and for sharing. Find how-tos, plans, and more at BonniePlants.com. Your recipes might not change, but your results sure will. Fresh, healthy Bonnie veggies and herbs. Get growing.
Hello, gardeners. It's Ann from Neptune's Harvest Organic Fertilizer in Gloucester, Mass. Are you ready to get out and do some gardening? Do you plant vegetables, herbs, or flowers? Do you want to have green, healthy, weed, and grub-free lawns all organically? Then Neptune's Harvest Fertilizers are for you. Neptune's Harvest is family-owned, local, and sustainable. You can really feel good about using our products, and the results are truly amazing. Our organic fertilizers can be used on everything you grow. Benefits include increased yield and quality, better tasting and more nutritious produce, less insect and disease damage, no deer problems, and bright, vivid flowers. We even have a turf formula designed for lawns. To see testimonials and photos of the unbelievable results achieved, please visit NeptunesHarvest.com. Neptune's Harvest comes in retail and bulk sizes and can be found at your local garden store. Give Neptune's Harvest a try this year. You'll be glad you did. Neptune's Harvest, products from the ocean to set your plants in motion.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We have a treat for you today. We're talking with Randy Schultz. He is a garden writer, and he is telling us about some of the new plants that are available for your yard. And we were talking about this fragrant lilac called Boomerang, which was always a shrub, but it's now available as a tree. And it blooms three times during the summer. And it's a fantastic plant as a shrub. I can't wait to see the tree version. Now, what else do you have for flowering trees that's new?
Oh, you know, but before we get into that, I want to make sure people know Boomerang is also sometimes known as Bloomerang. So either one of those two names for that okay. Lilac tree form.
Great.
But you want to talk about roses? Roses are like the queen flowers of the garden. There's a couple of good new roses. And, you know, this year is the 20th anniversary of the first flower carpet rose that was introduced in America.
Oh, really?
That's turned out to be a very popular landscape plant. You know, a lot of people love roses, and they're willing to do the work to get those fabulous blossoms. Flower carpet kind of introduced the easy care, the eco rose that doesn't need spraying, and it's not finicky. You can just kind of prune it back once in the spring without worrying about how you do it. Just thought I'd kind of give a shout out to that flower because it's turned out to be really popular, and there are now 10 colors in the flower carpet rose family. So that's widely available at garden centers. You should be able to find multiple colors this spring.
Yeah, and there's some bicolor varieties also. But it's a great plant, and I know people that say, well, you know, you got to spray them all the time. They get fungus diseases. And they don't bloom like they should, and they're not that winter hardy. Well, the floor carpet is a big, big difference from what people have been growing all of these years. And I've met the man who developed the flower carpet. His name is Tesler, and he's from Australia. And he's been adding different color varieties to it over the last few years. I've had him as a guest on my radio show. And he's got a few more things up his sleeve for the next couple of years. But the floral carpet, once you get it, you're in love forever.
Yeah, it's a tough plant, and it'll grow in places in your yard where a rose may not typically be your first choice. They tend to stay low. They tend to stay compact and bushy in terms of the growth habits. So they actually make a decent ground cover.
They do. They actually do. Now, let me ask you a question. Being we're talking on roses, do you know what the name of the rose of the year for 2015 is?
Well, I do know that Jackson and Perkins, which is one of the bigger names in roses, their rose of the year is called Obsession. It is a bright red, gorgeous. It's exactly what you think of when you think of giving a dozen red roses to the person that you love. I mean, bright red and just very dramatic. And so their rose of the year is Obsession Floribunda.
Wow. And floribundas are stronger than tea roses. So people living in colder climates, a floribunda will withstand the winter weather better than a hybrid tea. Now, how about any fragrance to this rose?
Well, absolutely, there's some fragrance. I personally think the look of the rose is the strongest one with Obsession, but it's got a lightly spicy sort of scented bloom. And the plant will get 3.5 feet tall, maybe 3 feet wide, so it's not huge, but it tends to fit nicely in almost any perennial garden, and I just love the look of the flowers.
Wow, so it's available. If people went to Jackson and Perkins catalog, they could order it there. Or go down to your local nursery now and tell them what you want, because they haven't received anything and they can order it for you. Hey, Randy, can you stay with us a little bit longer after the break, and we'll talk about a few more new roses and shrubs?
Paul Parent here. For your baskets and containers, be sure to use Black Gold Water Holding Cocoa Blend. Water Holding Cocoa Blend combines coconut core and peat moss to give your container the edge in holding up in the summer heat and staying moist longer. Since it's OMRI listed, your container and baskets will stay moist longer and be organic at the same time. Available at your local garden center, and for more information, visit blackgold.bz. I have news for you about a product named Dynamite Complete Plant Food. Folks, this is a great fertilizer for flowers, vegetables, shrubs, and houseplants. You name it. The slow-release nutrients in Dynamite will allow you to apply just once at the start of the growing season. Just sprinkle Dynamite around the root zone of your vegetables, flowers, or shrubs. Dynamite provides a constant feeding that plants need, not a blast of fertilizer that washes away. I have had great success using this product, and you will too. Remember, Dynamite.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a teen today at marchforbabies.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. You know, spring is only a dozen days away, and I thought there'd be no better way than having Randy Schultz join us this morning and tell us about some of the new plants that are going to be available at your local nursery, garden center. And we were talking about roses, and during the break, Randy was telling me about one of the roses that he absolutely loves, and it's fragrant. Randy, tell us about this incredible fragrant rose.
All right, if you're looking for a rose with a really great fragrance, my favorite this spring is called Pure Posh, and it is a it's got that interesting pinkish sort of silvery pinkish color. But the fragrance is really strong on this particular rose. And so you grow one of these and you're going to get that lovely scent throughout the garden. And I just love that. I mean, roses are fabulous flowers to look at. When you get one that actually puts out a scent that lightly sifts through your garden, that's a real bonus for me. So these lavender pinkish blossoms, this is a hybrid tea rose. And so the stems are going to be 14 to 18 inches long. And so if you want to trim some of those off and put them in a vase inside, they're fabulous. And you'll get that fragrance indoors as well.
Now, the other thing that you were telling me is a lot of people don't have any room to plant. They've got a deck, a porch, a patio. They also grow this plant as a tree rose or a patio tree rose. Tell us about that.
Right. Well, the patio tree rose is designed to fit a smaller space or a container. So you can have, you know, you can have one of these on either side of a walkway. Sort of creates a nice framework, a nice entryway. And these are just stunning plants, and they stay relatively compact in that form. And it's just a great different way to use a rose.
It really is. And then at the end of the year, after the frost has knocked the plant into dormancy, you just put it in your garage inside a tool shed for the winter. And in the spring, you bring it back out, fertilize it, and away you go. So you can't ask for anything prettier than that. But fragrance, oh, it's incredible. Now,
yeah,
it's
a great bonus.
Now, you have a website where people can see all of these things, right?
Absolutely. You can go to homegardenandhomestead.com, and you can see the full write-up and photos of all the plants we're talking about, plus a whole lot more.
So it's Homestead.
Nope, actually it's Home, Garden, and Homestead.
Home, Garden, and Homestead. Okay, so if you're looking for something to do today, go and take a look at the pictures. And this red rose that we were talking about earlier, the obsession, when you see the color, it's so vibrant. Now, one of the plants that, being that I live in Maine, I have trouble growing the ball hydrangeas, the Nico Blue, the Endless Summer, and all of those. Because it gets so cold, the new growth dies back. So I've been growing a lot of the PG hydrangea, and you've got a new one. Tell us about this guy.
Yeah, this one's called Gatsby's Moon, and this is a big, showy, white hydrangea. And it's going to, you know, in southern climates, it's going to reach 10 feet tall. In the north, maybe not so big. But it is also a good choice for the north because it will handle full sun in the north, and it will handle the cold better than a lot of them. And the flowers are, you know, we talked in the first segment about that hibiscus voodoo queen, the flowers change color. Well, Gatsby's Moon, the flowers change color, but much more subtly. And they tend to go from a bright white early in the season to a lime green, a white tinged with lime green later in the summer. And that's kind of a nice look in the middle of the summer when a lot of blossoms are fading out altogether. You have a whitish, greenish, big, showy hydrangea blossom.
Wow. I mean, I'm really getting excited now. I think it's time that we, you know, forget about the snow, start to think about the new flowering shrubs, the new flowering trees. And you've got one more flowering tree that really intrigues me because, again, I've always seen it as a shrub, never as a tree. Tell us about Vitex. I love this plant.
Yeah, Vitex, also known as the chaste tree, it's sort of a cross between a shrub and a tree. I mean, it can be pruned in more of a tree form. It's a multi-trunked bush or tree. Either way, you're not going to get it to grow with a single trunk. But as a tree, if you prune it to favor, you know, just fewer of the trunks, it'll get taller. And it has very wonderful, long cones of flowers in the late summer. Kind of a blue-violet look, and it's just it's a tough plant. It'll grow throughout the country. It grows out here in the west where I am. It grows back east where you are. Just a great plant. I really love it because it's tough, and it's a slow grower, so it won't take over, but it'll get to be a modest, you know, 10 or 12 feet, both tall and wide.
And what's nice, I mean, most of us that have flowering trees on our property, we have dogwood, we have crabs, flowering pear, flowering peach, flowering cherry. They're all spring flowering. But this one blooms during the summer and into the fall, so it gives us color at a different time of the year.
Not only that, but it gives you a different color because so many trees bloom in white or pink. This blooms in blue, so it gives you a completely different look in your yard. And this is available at garden centers. Most garden centers, like you said, you can get them to order what you want. I know that naturehills.com has this in stock. So this is one, this is a good choice for almost anybody.
Okay, now let's do one more. You were telling me about apples. Tell us about what you have for apples.
All right, apples are one of my favorite trees, but not everybody has a yard or a yard space big enough for a standard apple tree. You know, they can get easily 20 feet across, no problem at all. So imagine an apple tree that grows, 10 feet tall, but only gets 2 feet wide. It's amazing because all the fruit happens right along the main tree trunk, and it never gets wide. They're called the urban apples, okay? And I know Nature Hills has a pair that they sell together because when you grow an apple tree, you need a pollinator. You got to make sure there's another tree in the neighborhood. So
right.
You buy two of these trees, you plant them next to each other, you can have two really, you know, narrow columns of apples all over this narrow tree, and you only need 4 feet space to grow two different trees. It's amazing. It's just amazing.
Wow. So they grow on a single stem, just like a telephone pole, 2 feet wide and up to 10 feet tall, and all the fruit is there. So it's going to be a lot easier to maintain as far as spraying for insects and diseases. And it doesn't take a lot of room and gives you some great color in the spring and then fruit in the fall. And again, I would imagine that if you had a good sized pot, that you could grow this in a container.
Oh, absolutely. This is a great, you know, if you're ever going to grow an apple tree in a container, this is it. You want one of these urban apple trees because it stays so compact. And it almost looks funny looking when it's full of ripe fruit because they're all growing together. They're touching each other all along this single column of fruit. But what a great way to introduce an apple tree into your yard if you just don't have space for a normal sized tree.
Wow. I mean, you've come up with some great things. We want to encourage people to go to your website. And give us that website again.
Yeah, it's homegardenandhomestead.com. And all the story topics are on the left side. Just click on those, and then you'll see flowers and trees and new seeds for the vegetable garden. It's all right there.
Fantastic. Randy, as usual, you've come up with some great ideas. And at this time of the year, we need a sign that spring really is coming. And you've given us some great trees with the Vitex that was a shrub, now went to a multi-stem tree, with the Boomerang, which was a shrub lilac that's now a tree, with the new roses, the new hydrangea. You've given us a lot of things to think about, to imagine where we can put them. And as you said, a regular apple tree, you need to have two of them, and they're going to get 10, 15 feet across. Now you can have two of them, and they're only going to grow 2 feet across. So if you're limited with space, you can also grow it in a container and just store it in your garage for the winter so the container doesn't break. You've got some great ideas. Thank you.
Well, you have a great day, and get out there and garden as soon as the snow melts, okay?
I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to start to take the snow that's on the garden and spread it around so maybe I can open up at least one little area to plant a few peas.
There you go. And, you know, you can always start seeds indoors. It's a great way to kind of make spring come a little sooner. Start some tomatoes and peppers and whatever you like to grow, start them indoors.
Yeah, I put that in my newsletter this past week on vegetables to start. And if you get a chance, Randy, go to my website, paulparent.com, click on newsletter archive, and you can see it there. And this coming week on the newsletter, I'm going to do the same type of chart on when to start your annual flowers to get everybody motivated. And I'm going to take some of your varieties that you suggest and tell people about those to add to their garden, because we want something different, something unique that's going to make our yard pop. And you've been doing that for us. Thank you. And we really appreciate all of your information.
My pleasure, Paul.
Thank you, Randy. You have a great week and enjoy the rain. I know you guys need it. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 855-660-4261. Spring is coming. Spring is coming. Just keep saying it, and the snow will melt.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
Mold on your siding, moss on your roof, mildew on your deck. The easiest way to get rid of it all is with Wet and Forget Outdoor. There's no scrubbing, no rinsing, and no pressure washing. Just spray and leave. Wet and Forget Outdoor is non-caustic and safe for any outdoor surface. Siding, roofing, concrete, stone, stucco, even fabric. Just spray and you're done with Wet and Forget Outdoor. Get Wet and Forget Outdoor at participating Lowe's Home Improvement stores or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the 4 keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177. Evolve yourself. myself.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut. Pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I hope you enjoyed that segment talking about some of the new plants. I want to get you excited that spring is coming, folks. Okay, Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Julie from Pennsylvania. She's got a question about Christmas cactuses.
Julie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you. I'm sitting here very proud of myself because I listened to you on WEU and they broadcast you later. And I always forget to call when you're actually there. So,
you did good. Thank you.
Yes. I think you should tell all the stations that do that to remind people while you're on the air that if they have a question to call.
Okay. I will. Now, I like that. I'm going to write that down right now.
Yeah. I think the closest I've come to remembering is right about 10 of 10 or something, so that doesn't help too much. So, okay, now, I'm one of these people that if I'm watering my plants or something and something breaks off, I just stick it in a styrofoam cup of water and I'll get to it later. Okay, I had a Christmas cactus that a fairly good sized piece broke off and I stuck it in water. Now, this is in 2002. I've been afraid to do anything to it because it's just in water. Now, I've had to progress to a bigger cup.
Right.
But what and it blooms. I mean, it acts like a normal Christmas. It's not growing as fast as it would if it was in ground, but it has grown. It blooms. But I'm thinking one of these days my luck's going to run out. Now, how would I transition that into ground? I mean, do I transition it or just stick it in ground?
Okay, now, are there any roots that have formed on the end that's in the water?
Yes.
Okay, then what I want you to do is I want you to repot it. Now, how big is this branch?
Well, it's actually become a nice little round plant. And I'd
okay.
say it's maybe 7 inches across. It's become
okay.
a rounded plant now.
So it's like a small tree, like a miniature tree.
Well, actually, it looks pretty much like the growing pattern as though it was in ground. It's just not in ground.
Okay. Then I would definitely plant it. So what you want to do, add some soil in the bottom of your pot and have somebody help you. Because what you don't want to do is fill the pot full of soil and then push the soil down to compact it. If you do that, you have a tendency to break off some of those roots that are growing horizontal.
Okay.
So what I want you to do, take your pot, add some soil, sit your cutting in so that the roots are in that hole. Slowly add some soil, but don't firm it.
Okay.
Okay. And then once your pot is filled, well, almost full, water it. And the water will compact the soil nice and slowly for you. And then you can add any additional soil that you would need. And then, while it's still muddy and your pot is full of soil, then you can firm it in place, but don't push straight down. If you push straight down, the roots that are going horizontal can only bend so much. So it's more pushing the soil up against the stem of the plant to get it straight. And if you see that it's kind of floppy, get a couple of stakes that you can put in there. As a matter of fact, what I did one year, I had a plant like that, and I didn't have anything that I could really support it that was tall enough, and I used a couple of fondue forks.
Okay.
And pushed that into the pot because it's narrow and it was tall, and it held the plant upright. I left it like that for 2 or 3 weeks, pulled out the fork, the tree held up all by itself, and the plant worked beautiful. So take it out of the water, get it into some soil, get it planted, fertilize it, and you've got a brand new plant. Thank you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.